This is Bonnie Gillespie, and this is a special edition of The Work. So let's talk expectations for pilot season. A lot of people believe they need to rush to Los Angeles and give it a go for pilot season way sooner than they actually need to. It's one of the big premature moves that actors make, and unfortunately also parents of kid actors make that move way too soon, and it can be dream crushing. And you know I'm all about finding ways to keep your dream nurtured as long as possible, because this business is hard enough as it is. You certainly don't need to sign up for it to be harder by showing up to something that is the most competitive, the most chaotic time in the largest market on the planet when you're not fully equipped to handle that. What makes you fully equipped to handle pilot season? If you really believe that you are going to have a chance to get seen on pilots, these are the new series that have not yet been picked up, they have not yet been sold, they have not yet been showcased at upfronts, which allows advertisers to buy time on those series and then have them committed by the network for a certain number of episodes in the fall. These pilots that typically are shooting, are casting and then shooting from mid to late January through mid to late March. Of course, pilots are being cast and shot year round, but by far the majority of pilots in Los Angeles are being cast and shot during that window of time that is still called pilot season. And that is because upfronts exist. And that happens in May in New York, and that's when all the execs and the suits and the advertisers come together and do upfront ad sales of these pilots to commit them for the fall season onto the network schedule. So because upfronts exist, pilot season continues to exist, even though pilots are casting and shooting all year long. So since pilot season, by volume, has so many more opportunities to get put on new series, a lot of actors believe that's the time to come to L.A. That's only the time to come to LA if your expectations are realistic. There's only really two things that you should expect from pilot season. One is either you've had such momentum in your market outside of LA, and by so much momentum, I mean you're like the top actor in your market. You are the go-to. You are the highest paid, the most frequently working actor in your market, and you really have a name for yourself in that market, and everyone knows you, then yeah, you may get a shot at pilot season. You may actually get seen for some opportunities on pilots because of how great things are going for you in your market back home. Number two, though, and this is the far more likely experience for most actors coming to LA for pilot season, is your best opportunities to be seen as an actor are on those existing episodics. That's going to be all those television series that have been on for a year or 2 years or 3 years or 10 years or 20 years, Law and Order. You know, those shows that continue to have casting needs, but no longer do the casting directors of those shows have access to some of the hot up-and-coming actors because those actors are being put on pilots. So if we look at this in a linear fashion, you know there's not a lot that's linear about the entertainment industry. So when I can find something, you know I'm going to share it with you. Look at it in the position of the linear progression between here's an actor on an episodic series. You've got your one-liner, you've got the co-star, the guest star, you move up to recurring, eventually series regular, yay you! Then you can make a leap over onto a pilot, and hopefully as a recurring character in that pilot or a series regular on that pilot, so that if it does get picked up, you go with it. To come in and say, I hope I'm going to get my first speaking role on television in a pilot, is to try and edge out people who have been on the track toward that happening for sometimes 10 years. And it's a really, really narrow needle to thread. So I want you to have realistic expectations about pilot season. Should you decide that pilot season is the time that you have to come to LA, I want you to either have such a huge career back home that there's no question you're going to get opportunities on actual pilots and not those skeevy, sketchy spec pilots that aren't real but that happen during pilot season because they know, these producers, and I'm using air quotes, I know you can't see it, these producers know that so many people with big, big, big dreams have come to town that they can get them to work for free on these things that aren't really things sometimes. Or, you know, maybe they are, but they're little baby things. They're not the next Friends. Be really sure that your expectations are in check and understand that it is far more likely that your pilot season will be filled with opportunities to go out for low-budget indies. Oh my God, all the top TV actors are taken out of consideration for low-budget indies because their agents don't want them to say yes to a low-budget indie on which they're going to make, you know, sure, 20 grand, 30 grand, maybe even 50 grand, when the other opportunity out there is a pilot for which they're going to make millions over their career. And of course, that affects the commission of the agent. It's just a business decision. So there are more opportunities actually for working actors, and especially working actors starting out, having just gotten a little bit of momentum on television, to come out here and work on ongoing episodics, to get in there and score those juicy guest stars or even a meaty co-star on a long-term existing series, knowing that the opportunities are better for you there than they are on the pilots. And then having a good season on existing episodics makes it so the next pilot season may be one filled with opportunities for you. Keep it realistic, but yes, keep dreaming. I don't ever want to squash that. As always, thanks for joining me. This has been Bonnie Gillespie, and until next time, keep creating.